Hi, this is Chris Cluey, and you're listening to Best Threesome Ever.
Welcome to Best Threesome Ever, a podcast discussing all things revolving around nerdy pop culture. Probably not what you were expecting, but it's just as fun. Now here are your hosts, Nick, Rob, and Kevin.
Oh, we should probably. Yeah, we can start this thing, actually.
It is now 8:30.
Oh. It is now 8:30. It is. So I guess we will. Again, real quickly, if you just joined us now, please just make sure to silence your cell phones just because it is a live recording. And so anyways, so we will start this. Welcome to Best Threesome Ever, live at Anime Fusion 2017, brought to you by Mind's Eye Comics in Egan. I'm Nick.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Kevin.
Yay. Hey, I should grab my... Hey.
We have an audience.
We do have an audience.
I'm surprised you didn't start the... What episode are we on? I feel
episode
lost.
Episode something, some 40-something.
Oh, God. It's already starting wrong.
Right.
40.
No, 40.
Yeah, this is 40.
I was about to say I was going to grab my notebook, and then I will tell you.
Starting off on a good foot already.
You don't know the episode number, you don't have your notebook.
47. Just, 47. We're on 47.
This is Bedlam.
In a row?
I was 37.
We did that joke at
37.
Yeah.
Oh, SpringCon.
SpringCon. The comic book convention. So anyways. So we are at Anime Fusion in Minneapolis, recording live. How has everybody's Anime Fusion been thus far?
Woo indeed.
I love it. We have our first heckler, and it's pretty great.
Awesome. For the guys that are on the panel, anything fun and exciting from Anime Fusion thus far?
I really wish I could say that I've been here, but unfortunately I've been working.
So yeah. I'm guessing that cup of noodles you had last night was pretty exciting.
That's pretty much, yeah, that is my high point right now. I had a cup of noodles last night just before we went to another panel. And somebody handed me some random liquor with, I assume, Kahlua in it because it started to curdle at one point. But before it curdled, that was a pretty good moment.
I think our favorite room so far has probably been the Super Mario room.
Yes.
Probably be hanging out there tonight if you guys wanna.
Yeah, the Super Mario room or whatever room we were in last night that was showing Street Fighter.
Oh yeah, the Street Fighter room was cool too. I don't know if that was the room theme, but they had somebody playing Street Fighter in one room and they were playing Street Fighter the movie for some reason in the other one.
Wait, Street Fighter the movie was being shown?
Yes.
Publicly?
Yes.
Yes.
Willingly?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And then today, in between our things, Kevin and I were playing his classic SNES, and we were playing Street Fighter 2.
I want to point out...
Him.
He totally did.
Except with the time he was E-Honda, and he wrecked me. But other than that...
I want to point out that Street Fighter the movie is the last movie that Raul Julia went out.
That's what I said last night.
It is.
It's a fucking crime.
It is.
It is. And also, and then after Kevin mentioned that, of course, then I said, well, you know, what's his nuts? Jesus Christ. It's starting already.
What was Jesus Christ's last movie?
Superstar. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Was it Passion? I thought it was Passion 2, Crucify This.
Or
they got to use one of these?
Thank you.
So they actually are making Passion of the Christ 2.
Stop it.
He did.
I don't want that. Doesn't sound like a fun thing to me.
Orson Welles' last movie was Transformers the movie, which we've discussed before.
Yeah,
but that's a good way to go out. Raul Julia went out on Street Fighter.
But if you think about it, it's like why? He probably didn't know it was going to be his last movie. But then you go, why did he do it? The answer is simple: paycheck.
Money.
Yeah, simple paycheck.
That's right.
Although he was a very good M. Bison. Yeah.
He was.
He is the best M. Bison I've seen on screen.
He was delicious.
Okay.
Anyways.
Happy birthday to Carrie Fisher.
Happy birthday to Carrie Fisher.
Happy birthday.
And the crowd has an aww.
My favorite Disney princess.
It's true. Earn Moana. Cinderella over there.
How's it going?
In an all-out brawl, which Disney princess would win?
Mulan.
Probably Mulan.
Yeah. Elsa.
Maybe.
Well, yeah.
Ooh, Elsa does.
But then you have what's her name from Brave, and then Princess Leia.
Brienne.
about her.
A ruckus has started in the audience.
But Elsa has that magic just freeze everything.
Keep it going and we're going to start a riot. This will be fun.
See, that now this sounds like something that would be good for tomorrow's the grab bag.
Yeah. We do have a show tomorrow.
I choose Pocahontas. Just because nobody remembers her.
Thank you.
Everybody remembers her. We just hate that movie.
No, we hate Pocahontas.
I don't think I've really.
That's right.
This too was a tremendous.
The first one was horrible.
Wasn't Pocahontas the rough cut of Avatar?
What?
Yes.
Kind of.
They had the tree.
I hope Lee's question picked up.
It hopefully.
All right. Shall we move on?
We should. So first thing, some news. Speaking of Carrie Fisher, some news in Star Wars.
Yeah.
So the new Han Solo movie got a title released on Twitter by Ron Howard himself.
It got a movie and a title?
It got a title. The title got a movie. Rob, would you stop, please, for one time? Just.
This is my shtick.
And it's bad. So anyways, the movie got its official title, which is Solo, A Star Wars Story. Thoughts?
Obvious. I think Graham had a point that there's definitely going to be some Red Solo Cup.
No, I was just about to
movie poster
wait
parodies. But,
I was waiting until you were done, and I was just going to start singing.
Oh, please, God.
I feel like
Red
they
Solo
could've...
Cup. Thank you. Thank you, our one fan.
Lee, you can replace by himself, solely going insane and calling Han's Solo movie.
Sorry.
There we go.
I like it.
In case,
I hope it's not so or they're over the box.
Right. In case this is your first time listening to our podcast, we have some drinking rules if you happen to playing along at home or in our audience, and if you can.
And you are of the League of Drinking Age.
And of League of Drinking Age, no underage drinking. This is an 18 plus show. But don't worry, I won't tell your mom. Anytime we sing, you have to drink. Anytime I mispronounce a name, which will happen often, you have to drink.
We go off on a long-winded tangent from the original subject, you have to drink.
Drink.
You mean like this?
But you drink when we come back to the subject.
No, we're explaining the rules, which we should have explained to you.
Still technically
a tangent.
Don't anytime a member of the audience interrupts.
No, because it probably won't pick up on the mic, unfortunately. And I did think about setting up a mic, but it was too much work.
We're sorry.
Sorry. Han Solo movie, the title. Yes, no, like it.
It's fine. It's obvious.
I just don't like, I don't care that they call it Solo, but I don't understand a Star Wars story.
Because it's to set it apart from the saga films, because that's what Rogue One was called.
Yeah, it's part of the anthology.
It's already a Solo film.
I already made that joke.
Yeah, see?
But now I made it on mic, and now it's better.
The Star Wars stories movies are going to be attached to all of the non-saga films.
Gotcha.
Okay. Les Bunny Cartman beat you to a joke.
Visual gig on an audio podcast. All right, drink. Why are you drinking my booze?
Right?
Bring your own. Bad Rob. Another thing that was announced online was that Tag and Bink are real, and they are in the movie.
Okay, explain this to me, because I don't actually know anything about Tag and Bink.
So, Tag and Bink. Tag and Bink are two characters that got a comic book series in the early 2000s, I believe. And they are supposedly the misfit Imperial people that are the cause of just every bad thing that happened in the Star Wars movies.
We're at an anime convention. They're Wedge and Biggs from Final Fantasy.
Right, there you go.
Hey, that guy got it. That's
all right. So they are just two characters. It was just a fun. The writer just wanted to have fun with it and kind of made it into this comedy thing. It wasn't really supposed to be part of anything. And then all of a sudden, even he didn't know that they were going to be in the movie. And all of a sudden, they put him in the movie. And now, because he tweeted out, he was like, oh my God, they are using my characters in the movie. And he was super excited. So.
And now he's suing Disney.
He probably
paid. I don't know. He's probably got it.
He's probably been paid quite a much.
Probably.
Or he has, he had to pay for the rights to use the Star Wars stuff anyway. So.
Oh yeah, maybe. But I mean,
I still feel like
they're his original characters. So.
Right.
I imagine.
But he'd. Long and the short of it was, is that if you haven't read the comics, I would suggest it. They're quite funny, especially if you're fans of Star Wars. They're humorous, and it kind of puts an interesting twist. It's like seeing a different side of the story, which is fun. Anyways, so Battlefront 2, the new trailer was released.
It looks real good.
Yeah, okay. So did the trailer for Battlefront 1.
I don't know. Yeah, but the difference with Battlefront 1 is I wasn't interested in the game. I just wanted to do the online stuff. This time, I actually want to play the game.
Because we now know that there is a single-player mode, and that's... They're doing the Titanfall 2 thing, where they realize that with that sort of game, people don't want just an online game. They want something with story progression, especially because in the original Battlefront games of the last gen, they did have that.
What was it?
Did you guys play the beta?
I tried. It wouldn't let me pass the user agreement. And apparently that was a pretty common problem.
You keep declining and it's not gonna let you go through.
No, I didn't. I kept agreeing, Nick, you've been replaced. I would try and click it, but it wouldn't let me click on anything. I tried every trick that they told me to do from, you know, reinstalling and resetting my system, et cetera, nothing. So I sadly did not get to play it.
They were sending a very clear message about you and your money.
Obviously.
Yeah, clearly. I didn't get a chance to play it. I wanted to. I was at work the entire time that there was... I didn't have time to play it, so...
I have no interest in Battlefront.
Kick him off the panel.
Nope.
It's okay.
I'm with you.
What's Star Wars?
Yeah.
Well, get out.
We're gonna break somebody if we keep throwing that box in the next round.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Buddy.
We need a panel where we injure someone.
Right, yeah, sure. No, because I don't have insurance.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so
Battlefront 2 looks amazing. I'm excited to play it, especially, and I know Kevin has the VR system, so I might come over and steal that from you. Because apparently the VR, the space battles are just epic in that VR, playing it on the VR system.
Pretty excited.
Do we know about any of the new battlefields?
If you don't know anything about the game, it takes place... right after, literally the day of Return of the Jedi, because it's a special forces group on the Empire, and they're out doing a mission out on Endor, and then they watch the Death Star blow up from the planet. And then they're like, okay, what do we do now? Is the Empire still a thing? Are we still bad guys? What's going on?
Yeah, it shows them like flying through like the shattered remains of the Death Star.
It's yeah.
Cool. Oh, okay.
So I'm going to assume that it's all the worlds you've already visited in the Star Wars universe.
So
there's probably some new ones.
The destroyed Death Star is a battlefield?
It probably would be in a space battle.
Oh, that's cool. I actually really love that idea.
Yeah. So I would guess that it is...
But at the very least, Endor, you know, is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, I don't know, it looks awesome. I'm totally going to buy it.
Wait, Endor's a space battle?
No.
A battlefield.
Catch up, Les Funny Cartman. Come on. LFC, I like it. Thank you.
Les Funny Cartman, LLC.
No, LFC.
Oh, gotcha. There we go. I heard LLC, sorry. I was trying to pay attention to what we're going to talk
about. LFC, LLC.
There. Sounds like you need more caffeine.
Right?
Or more alcohol. There, Nick.
I need more booze is what I need.
You have some in front of you.
I know I do.
Why not mix the two?
Who says I haven't? This, you think this is a real Seagram scan? Ha ha! Here's a trick to drinking. When you can walk around with it and don't want to get caught, you put it in a can. Probably teaching some underage kid how to drink. Good life lessons. We're educational here, folks.
As always, Nick.
100%. So, enough about Star Wars. Gambit the movie.
Gambit the movie?
Gambit. Is apparently back on once again. Channing Tatum is still Gambit somehow.
Yes. We don't know.
Darren Aronofsky, the Pirates of the Caribbean director, he is director of this. Whatever. Yeah. It was me, not Nick, so you can't drink.
No, I know.
He spit it out.
Yeah.
Except for you, sweetheart, you can swallow.
He's still attached.
Wow. There it is. I was wondering how long it was going to take.
Sure.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this. You may drink, dear.
So Gambit.
Drink.
So yes, please continue, Kevin. Or Vabinsky.
Yeah. So everybody who was tagged with this thing are all back on for it. So I'm actually a little impressed that it's a go because this thing's been canceled and put on hold a ton of time. So
it is greenlit for February of 2019. The writer supposedly is a guy by the name of Josh Zutomer. And if you don't know what he's done, I didn't either. I actually had to look him up. He did the RoboCop 2014. He did Patriot's Day in 2016 and Quantum of Solace.
Oh, so That's a good sign.
That's a record.
He's gonna make Gambit rapier than he already is.
Right. I'm
Pepe Le Pew of the X-Men.
I guess you could say that having that guy direct the movie is a Gambit.
Get out, LFC.
Listen, we have the microphones, only we're allowed to tell bad jokes.
No, he can tell them, but please.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm not editing this podcast, so
I'll be glad that one wasn't on.
Probably.
I'll have an opinion when I see something to have an opinion on.
Right, I'll have more of an opinion, and more about Gore Verbinski if you don't know who he is. He did all the Pirates movies, he did Lone Ranger, he did Rango, Mouse Hunt, actually, which is a very enjoyable movie if you haven't seen it.
Mouse Hunt's not terrible, yeah.
It's not, and Nathan Lane is delightful in that movie. And The Ring, which you have to say delightful.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Fine, delightful.
So you have all these movies, and then you have The Ring, so it's kind of, he could go, I don't know where he's going to go with it, so.
I like Gore Verbinski. I actually just watched Pirates last night, the first one.
Have you seen the new one yet?
No.
Nope. It's a film.
It's a film. It is a film.
What I had said on a previous podcast, for those who haven't heard it, I basically summed up it. It existed. It was better than 4, but that's a low bar. And it wrapped up a few things that you didn't realize you needed closure on, and that was nice. So like the last probably 15 minutes were great.
Plus, it's the return of Orlando Bloom, right?
Yeah. He's in quite a bit of the movies.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So can kind of continue on with the. Comic stuff. So there's a rumor. I can't remember. I read the article and there's a rumor or a what if scenario that what happens if Wolverine is in Infinity War? If he shows up in the middle of Infinity War.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but it's not outside of the realm of possibilities.
I feel like Disney would really have to pay up the ass to get that co-licensing with Fox.
Fox's most cherished franchise right now. No way. And their most cherished character in that cherished franchise. There's no way Wolverine's going to end up in Infinity
War. They would have an easier time getting Deadpool than they would.
Yeah.
Just to tell Nick Fury to fuck off.
And I'm okay with it.
Amazing.
That would be once again the most wasted cameo in a film.
But they wouldn't have to really acknowledge that it's Wolverine. They would just have to get the actor.
Yeah.
That's all they would need.
That's all they need.
They wouldn't have to say his name. They could totally get away with just.
And that would let Hugh Jackman get around the whole "I'm never playing Wolverine again." They never said he was.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
But do you think
I'm
in his contract
on board now?
Do you think he's got a similar contract to the people in Star Wars where his likeness rights are also been sold?
I mean, you can't put likeness rights on a human fucking face.
George Lucas did.
Yeah, he did.
If you don't know, in all the Star Wars movies, every single actor that was in the original Star Wars sold their likeness rights and got no money for it.
Yep.
So all of them had sold their likeness rights away.
Yeah,
so all those
thing with the Power Rangers in the original Power Rangers series.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the Red Ranger was living out of a car while he was filming that show.
That does not sound delightful at all. That sounds horrible. Which you would think he would be not. He would have a trailer at least to live in.
Why couldn't he at least live out of a Zord?
Right.
Because it's a set and they're probably uncomfortable.
Mostly because they're cardboard boxes. So he was really only a step away from that.
True. Car probably had heat and air conditioning. So, Kevin, you want to talk a little about Venom?
Sure. I mean, there's not much to say other than it's a go, and it's based off of the 1993 comic series, The Evil Protector.
Okay.
If people aren't familiar with that one, it's where he kind of becomes a good guy-ish sort of thing. So
that's awful.
Yeah. Again, I'll have an opinion when there's something I have an opinion
sure.
on.
Yeah.
New Phoenix movie?
They're going to have the Skrulls in the new Dark Phoenix movie.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah. And the Shi'ar, finally.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Wait, how do you get around the Avengers then?
Because the Avengers didn't technically have the Skrulls.
But they, well, I mean, they didn't call for that.
And that's why. They couldn't. Because Fox won and got their grubby little hands on the name Skrull.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh yeah, that's right. They were called the Chitauri.
Yep.
I forgot about
yes, them. They changed their name.
Yeah.
But the Shi'ar are finally in it, which is for me personally somebody that I've been waiting to see in all these movies.
I'm forgetting her name.
Leandra.
Thank you, Lilandra.
Lilandra? Yes.
Lilandra?
Something.
Drink?
Sure. No, because I didn't mispronounce it.
All right.
If you have something to drink, just go ahead and drink.
Yeah. We don't care.
We'll play fast and loose with the rules.
But Professor X is alien bang, buddy.
Yeah. Professor X is, yeah, so hopefully we'll see a little bit of that. I mean, not like, well, maybe not the.
Yeah. I mean, not all of it, but hey.
It's not a Deadpool movie.
Yeah, and then finally Netflix finally got their act together and they released a Punisher trailer for the new Punisher Netflix series coming out.
Which is a very interesting time to put out a Punisher movie.
And that's the
Punisher
debate.
Punisher trailer?
Well, a series, Punisher series. Just it's an interesting time because it's such a volatile.
The fact that we've been talking about
mass shootings and what have you. So I think
not to bring the
really
room down,
right.
But
I think the show has a genuine opportunity to bring a good discussion about it, and I really feel that it'll take that opportunity.
You know, I hope so, but at the same time, the trailer is this a second trailer or is this still the first one?
No, this is a new one.
How recent is this?
Pretty recent.
Like the last week or two.
It still is the Metallica theme, but it has more stuff. Like
it's
more
got
plot.
More stuff. Okay.
It's got,
I must
real
have
plot.
Okay, well, so, but the first trailer is just so bombastically 90s action film.
And this one is a little bit more, okay, now I see the Netflix Marvel.
Oh,
yep.
Sure.
Yep.
The branding, the trademark storyline style that they have.
Yeah, yeah, so you actually see more of like the actual plot of it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who they have playing Micro? No. Oh my God.
I don't know that he's in it.
Someone named
him. His
little gadget buddy.
The guy in the chair.
The guy, yeah. His
Wayne
buddy.
Knight.
No. I don't know. I don't know that
he's... No, Wayne Knight from Punisher Warzone.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's actually in the show.
Actually, I didn't hate him in that movie.
I hated everything about that movie.
What?
Oh
no, it's a
terrible.
Bad movie.
Oh,
it's
a guy point blank in the face with a shotgun. How do you not know that?
Are you talking about Warzone?
Yeah.
Whatever happened with at the end of the Hulk movie, that one guy got turned into a mutant or something, he got some chemicals spill on him and then they just abandoned
him.
Quiet, LFC.
Well, because that movie series didn't take off, so they just decided to go, fuck it.
It was a movie. It doesn't exist. They try to ignore it and pretend that everybody else ignores it as well. Right.
I thought it was good.
I didn't mind it. It was okay. It was... I don't know.
So, since we're on Marvel, we are gearing up for Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
Yes.
That's good.
Any predictions, gentlemen? Who do you think dies?
I don't think anybody dies in Thor Ragnarok.
Really?
They can't.
Oh.
They have to they have to make it to Infinity War.
Loki's already contracted for the next one, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But yet he dies again.
That's true.
He resurrects himself.
Yeah.
He has the resurrection stuff.
Yeah, I don't think anyone majors going to
die. What if
die?
Bruce Banner dies with the Hulk survives?
Ooh.
World War Hulk.
Stop it, LFC. You came up with a good idea. I don't like it. I don't like it anymore. The dynamic in the room has shifted. I kind of respect you now, and that makes me uncomfortable.
I have to respect.
And that's saying a lot coming from Rob.
I said kinda.
I have to look up something. I don't. Back to your original question about Microchip being in the
Microchip.
He's kind of a in the comic book. He was a big character because he was kind of like he gave Frank all
the
stuff.
Tough guy. He was the
yeah, and he gave him his weapons too. But Frank was kind of independently had money and just stole his weapons and he needed to from the people, the bad guys. Or he stole their weapons, or he stole their money to buy other weapons that he wanted, so it wasn't really... He's not really needed. He's not a needed character. So if he's not in it, and I'm a huge Punisher fan, I'm not going to care if he's not in it. I don't need him.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. Don't know yet.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
The bad guys are
gone. I believe the U.S. government, actually, because it sounds like they spun his story around a little bit and that the...
Yeah, how do you feel about that retcon they've already done to this character?
Okay, so if you haven't watched the trailer and don't know anything about Frank Castle, long story short was that he was an undercover agent. In the comic book, he was an undercover agent and the cartel, and then they found out he was a cop and they killed his family. Well, in this one, it seems like he was... a military guy who was pretty much a hired assassin by the U.S. government, and now the government wants him dead because he knows all this stuff, and he's the last one of his unit that's still alive, and the government wants to kill him, and so they tried to kill him and killed his family.
but played it off as gang violence.
Microchip is totally in it.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Who was he played by?
Evan Moss Bacharach.
Who?
I have no idea.
Awesome.
Bacharach.
That's what it says.
Ladies and gentlemen, Burt Bacharach.
He's in Girls, that's why I don't know who he is.
Is that the same...
Drink.
Is that the same show with Kylo Ren?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
So, how do I feel about that?
I don't know.
I don't know because I want to see... I want him to be purist with the story, but at the same time, if they do it well enough, I could see why he would be so angry. And then with his role in Daredevil... why he just hates literally everybody. Because in the comic book, he still supports law enforcement, more or less. He's kind of like a very violent Spider-Man, where he will get the bad guy and then leave the cops to do the rest of the work. So this way, now it just gives him the fuel to just hate everybody. And for that character, I want to watch it. I want to give it some hope, and I hope they do it right. If they do it wrong, then I'll be upset. I guess is kind of my feeling.
I mean, since you brought it up, I'm loving your cop stash, by the way. I just wanted to mention it.
it's my honorary Freddie Mercury mustache.
Oh, I like it. Actually, that's a better answer.
You guys are never October. I thought it was November, but it's October.
It's October.
I thought it was entirely when you said cop stash.
Cop stash.
Oh, I see.
So speaking of porn stashes, this might be a good segue.
Yay!
That's like best non-sequitur.
So Playboy. Featured its first transgender playmate.
Oh
yes.
Really?
Yes. And who of all people should be a naysayer but Jenna Jameson?
Who's Jenna Jameson?
Have you seen a porn?
I was meaning this in case somebody didn't know.
Okay.
Well, that pretty much narrows it down, though. But yes.
She was kind of shitty about it, and she said that that they're ousting a big portion of their fan base, and even if they are, it's Playboy's only response to her was basically another angry letter written to them back in like the early 70s. About their first black playmate, and it kind of mirrored what she said, and they're like, "That's all we need to say." So they kind of
nice.
Like, "Fuck you, bitch."
Yeah.
Which I thought was absolutely brilliant, because Connor Hefner, I believe. He's the one who was. He's
like the 24-year-old.
Yeah, he's like it's time. This is gender is evolving.
He's picked up his dad's dildo-shaped scepter.
Absolutely.
I was gonna say, do you think it's coincidence that this is only happening after Hugh died?
I had wondered that briefly myself, but...
Because to me, Hugh doesn't seem like the guy that would allow that if he was still alive. I'm just, just a thought.
A couple of boring.
Have they?
Just not the Playmate of the Month.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Did not know that. Sounds like this guy's an expert on Playboy. For those,
hey, Adam, we've got Phoenix for you.
for those listening at home that didn't hear the comment was that Playboy's had other transgendered models before, this not as the Playmate.
To be fair, according to that,
and I don't think they were ever nude.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well.
But I'm not positive. Don't quote me.
Yeah. We're not Playboy's experts like that guy.
I mean. But aren't we?
No,
that's fair. I was more of a Maxim kid.
Maxim?
There's no
porn?
Yeah. The Walmart?
The kick cereal of porn?
Literally the magazine that you read that actually has good articles in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I really liked the articles of the magazine, and there were some good, sexy, but tasteful shots in it. I know. They were boring because there was no nudity, but...
Not the one with Christina Aguilera. If you look really closely, that was if you were smart enough and got the Maxim magazines that were the European versions.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They do have the nudity in them. Ooh. They did not edit those out.
It was still on topic.
It was still on topic.
I guess.
So I thought we would talk about this stuff a lot more, so I'm kind of out of topics.
No.
Not gonna lie.
Are you completely out of topics? Oh wow.
Literally went through the list.
Let's talk about The Incredibles 2.
Yes, let's talk about The Incredibles 2.
Hey,
No. Okay.
You know what, Les Funny Cartman? Stop making me proud of you.
Gonna adopt him later.
Gonna take him under a wing.
I'm writing the paperwork right now.
What if he's really Cartman's dad?
No.
He kind of reminds me of what's that actor who was in like Sex Drive and. Oh my god, I cannot remember this actor, but he reminds me of him. He always, despite being kind of shapes, he's always kind of a ladies' man.
He's Clark Duke.
Clark Duke, yeah. Yes, thank you, Lee.
Kind of remind me of Clark Duke.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Incredibles 2.
So, Incredibles 2.
I haven't seen anything about it yet, so I don't...
Is Brad Bird coming back?
Supposedly everyone's coming back.
Really?
Yeah.
It starts off immediately after the end of Incredibles 1.
That sounds dumb.
Especially since Dash has aged a bit.
Yeah.
And like, all the rest of the voices were adults, but if I recall, Dash was a kid.
Yeah. It was somebody's... Like a producer's son.
Yeah. So does that mean they're gonna do that the Mole Man guy? Because that sounds awesome.
Maybe. Maybe they've already defeated him, and then they'll
maybe they'll do some stupid gag where it starts off with them fighting Mole Man before flashing forward to the present time, and then something happens like during that fight specifically where he just can't talk for some stupid reason, just as a casting gag.
I've only heard a rumor that it's supposed to start immediately after it, and he could be right about it being.
So it's just a rumor.
Oh, it could take place anytime. I don't really care. So I mean, I don't know anything.
As long as it happens.
It's got the underminer. So
what the hell is that?
I don't know what just happened.
Things fell. It was very scary.
Throw stuff.
Weird.
Well, how did that happen though? That's weird.
I don't know.
It's in a perfect world.
There's a ghost in the room.
There's a new voice playing Dash.
Okay.
I swear this hotel is haunted.
Probably. Yeah. It's probably dead bodies.
Yeah. Everybody's back, but it is a new voice playing Dash.
Okay.
Did they say anything about what the movie's about on that page?
Probably what he said, because the Underminer is listed as a main character. So.
Oh, well, then it's got to be. It's got to take place with that
there
horrible...
There you fucking go.
I thought they just did that as a joke with the Underminer, because that was a...
Well, he's a very clear-cut reference to an old
absolutely
to an old Fantastic Four villain.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
the Underminer.
Moment.
The Underminer. They had Rise of the Underminer, which was apparently actually a really good game.
Mm. Mm.
Well, there you go.
I don't know. I'll see it. I'll definitely see it.
All right, now in.
Nerd grabs.
Since we're out of topics, does anyone else have something they want to hear us talk about?
I got one.
All right.
So.
Looks like your brother.
I know he does. You look like my brother, which is a little weird.
Maybe a little older.
A little older, but not.
But the more important thing is, stay out of my room. Mom already talked to you about this. Damn it.
You know,
just an audience full of comedians.
I know, right? Okay, less funny, my brother. Which, by the way, that is an incredibly low limbo bar to get under, my friend. Well done. I appreciate your flexibility.
But yes, sir, you had a topic.
Yeah, you had a topic. Go ahead.
I read a little highlight that was talking about how at the end of Avengers 4, the MCU is just going to come to a grinding halt. This is going to be done.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Phase 4?
Like, there won't be any Phase 4.
They're still going to have movies that kind of go off in their own direction, but, like, this whole story arc is coming to an end after Avengers 4.
So yeah. Does that mean the end of the shared universe?
I don't think so.
No, I'm sorry, Kevin, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I don't think so, because I know there's still a couple of projects that are supposed to come out after Avengers 4.
Yes.
But... No, this whole big story arc is coming to an end.
Well, and then what I heard was at the big Comic-Con I think it was New York, that they were very hush-hush about Phase 4. They only mentioned one little thing and then nothing else, and they're not talking about anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Kevin Feige himself said, it's wrapping up, so.
But what else are they going to do? I mean,
they're out of things at this point until they start getting some of their other characters back. Like, that is the wrong marble, my friend.
I don't care. All
right.
They can do a Spider-Ham.
Fuck. It's a roller coaster with you, Les Funny Cartman.
You're up here. Good Fantastic Four movie for once in my entire fucking life. Like, right? Doctor Doom is actually Doctor Doom.
Good luck with that.
Like, I don't want handsome nip tuck guy. I don't want a radioactive tree Doctor Doom. Give him some, like, have. Basically, use what.
Why can't I think of it now? The Iron Man series.
Mandarin?
No. The very short-lived Doctor Doom Iron Man series.
Is this going to be one of those moments where you remember
the infamous Iron Man. He basically still does the Doctor Doom thing, but he's using Stark armor, and that's...
Oh, yeah, that one.
They could have been doing from the fucking get-go, because it's perfect for Doctor Doom.
In case you didn't know, Kevin's a huge Doctor Doom fan.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. He's awesome.
He is awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing, and it's a crime that he's never been played correctly on screen yet.
They could do Marvel Zombies and then just throw the entire MCU in the trash.
No.
Seriously, it's like up and down with you. Like, you say one thing, and I hate you. The next thing you say, I'm like, huh, all right, go
so
ahead.
That was a downslide.
That was an upslide for me, actually. I love the idea of doing Marvel Zombies.
No.
I think that's brilliant.
No,
worst idea
zombies,
ever.
But do it in the established MC universe and throw the entire universe in the trash.
Okay, you're back down again.
Deadpool comes in and kills the Marvel universe.
Yes.
You're fired.
But he turns into a zombie and they call him Undeadpool.
Zombie Deadpool is Deadpool.
How could you... Although, speaking of Deadpool, when they showed... Ryan Reynolds tweeted out a photo of him, and he's in, obviously, the costume shop, and there's just a shit ton of Deadpool uniforms behind him. I swear to God, one of them is gray, or two of them are gray. The gray and black Deadpool.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know if I saw that correctly, and it could have just been bad photos, but I saw it, and I'm kind of like,
Oh, I desperately want it to be just a visual gag. Just
an audio
He puts on the gray and black one and goes, ah, they breached my suit, or something like that.
You know what?
I would love for Colossus to show up with his blue and yellow X-Men Deadpool suit and
just
go, fuck no!
Yes, please, I want this in my life.
What if they did the gray and black Deadpool suit, and then, like, he went onto the set of a TV show they were shooting that was all in black and white?
Fired, get out.
Get out.
I was like, Rob, I'll leave this one to you.
I let Nick take that one.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
My hatred for Les Bunny Cartman has to be shared with the whole panel.
But no, there's still plenty they can do, but I think it's actually a good idea to wrap it up, because these could conceivably go on for a very long time. But
oh, we're back to Marvel Universe,
yeah,
gotcha.
They're going to
drink.
Eventually they're going to overstay their welcome, and especially because Marvel, while they're all very good and very successful, they play it safe. The one thing you can say about the DC Extended Universe is at least they're trying new things. You know, up or down as it may be. and by that I mean Wonder Woman up, but the rest, you know.
Down?
Well, you know me, I actually like Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Thank you!
I lost a little bit of respect for you.
I enjoyed it. Whenever I got a Batman tattoo, suck it.
He might be walking around later as Lego Batman.
I'll be going as casual Wayne Manor Batman from Lego Batman. So I have the Bruce Wayne smoking jacket, I'm gonna have a Batman helmet, and I'll be carrying around Monster Thermidor, so come find me, have a drink with me, I'll probably be saying stuff like this.
I'm not saying earlier tonight we were in the hotel room and Kevin was watching the Lego movie with his Batman cowl on, but he was. And if you follow us on Instagram or on Facebook, you can see those photos and all the other wonderful photos.
Yes, was it a great movie? No, but I enjoyed the many sums of its parts. I truly, truly did. I think it had a lot of promise with where it could go. I think most of the problems it had were with how mopey everyone was. And that's why I'm very much looking forward to Justice League. Because with this last new trailer, there were so many smiles.
Yeah, it was.
Like, there was happiness, and people were laughing and joking, and even Batman cracked a goddamn smile. It was...
Yeah. It's about time.
I think they're learning. I think it's been a steep curve, but I think they're learning. And I think...
Crossing fingers.
Yeah, so I think this one... I think this one could go in places, so... I'm not going to put
like
my hopes... I'm not going to put my hopes super high, but I feel like they're learning their lesson because we all know how good Wonder Woman was. So.
Yeah.
I've been on record as saying I did not like Batman versus Superman. I thought the Doomsday storyline was so stupid.
It was shoehorned in so hard.
Oh, it's so bad. And Lex Luthor is absolutely useless in that movie.
Lex Luthor did not show up in
that
movie.
It's Arthur Luthor.
And Alex Luthor.
Alex.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Alex Luthor.
He's still right. He was useless in the movie.
He was... The Luther was really
up and down with you, man. but I will say that my favorite part of that film was Ben Affleck and Jeremy Irons as Batman and Alfred.
Yeah, they had incredible chemistry.
Great together.
Ben Affleck was shockingly decent as Batman.
Yeah, I really enjoyed him. I mean, for all of that movie's faults, to the point of, hey, Martha, that's my mom's name. Like,
worst.
Like,
I'm not gonna lie, I want to put in a moment like that in The Lair.
For those who don't know what The Lair is,
oh no,
it is our web series that we have that Kevin directs, produces, and writes. It is like The Office, but with supervillains.
Yeah,
it is exactly like that. It's a great show. You should watch it.
Yeah. Anyways, but as far as
you find it, www.youtube.com/The Lair web series.
Perfect plug.
We are good at shamelessly plugging our shit.
Yeah.
Skill.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. Guy was at our panel last night about whoring ourselves out. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Shameless plug.
That's exactly what it sounds like, folks.
Yes. Is the Justice League going to be the Avengers? No. No, it is not. But I think there's room for progress. I think it could be one of their better movies.
I mean, it can only go up from here.
Yeah.
Sure. Can't get worse.
Assuming they're able to do the DC movies right from here on out, what would you like to see in the future that hasn't been done?
I want a Black Adam movie with The Rock, and I want it to finally get into production, please. I desperately want. I am not a fan of the DC film universe, but when I heard that The Rock had been cast as Black Adam, I was like, yes, that's perfect. That is a brilliant piece of casting. I need that. I need that in my life. And the film has stalled. Shazam has stalled, and now the Black Adam solo film has stalled, and I don't think we're ever going to get it, and I really want it.
I think the reason it's stalled is they're waiting for Justice League.
Yeah.
I want to know how it's going to do.
Yep.
Also, I want Idris Elba as Jon Stewart in a Green Lantern film.
If they do a solo Batman movie, I want Clayface to be the villain.
Well, it would be. I would love to see them do something like Hush, especially with the Jason Todd arc.
Hush is
being
cool.
Established.
I just really like the, especially the DC animated universe.
Well, I don't mean the second where Hush was the actual character. I mean the first one where Clayface was.
Yeah.
Or Mr. Freeze, like the sympathetic version of Mr. Freeze, not the whole.
So
like, I would like to see someone new.
I want to see a character that we haven't seen yet.
Because I mean he has.
They can do a Batman movie.
He has such a good gallery of rogues, and they barely scratched the surface. At least in film, I mean.
Gotham
is running through them like there's fucking no tomorrow before he's even Batman.
Let's get Calendar Man in film.
Condiment King,
there you go.
Dollmaker.
Dollmaker,
I'm not against.
Although creepy as fuck.
Oh. But that would be such a great gothic Batman film. With the Dollmaker as sort of a gritty noir thriller version of Batman, that'd be great.
I would like to see a live action version of The Killing Joke.
I want to see Court of Owls. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I would pay for that.
As much as I disliked the animated movie, I don't think you can recast.
The animated movie had Mark Hamill singing. What was that?
Right?
Besides the rest of it.
Yeah.
Besides the rest of it, right.
But maybe the whole that.
I'm not a big fan of DC, so trying to pick a DC movie is.
Have you guys seen.
Hold on, real quick. This guy back here had a question.
So, and what about Black Panther
Holy fucking shit, I
just wrote it down. I'm just
So technically it was on the list.
On the fucking list. Suck it, Batman.
Oh my God.
Wait, hold on, real quick. So the new Black Panther came out, right? I'm very confused. Are they in the future or are they in the jungle?
No,
where the
Wakanda is like the fucking is super advanced. It's like almost an Atlantis sort of.
I was just gonna. Yeah. This is not okay.
Get out of my head.
Amazonian Atlantis?
Kind of.
Yeah,
but
in Africa.
Yeah.
Super
But yeah, it's so they're just super technologically advanced.
Oh, awesome! That was
I love that. The only reason
in the back to Nick singing
because everybody loves Toto's Africa song. So I was just I don't know a lot about.
Sorry.
Drink.
Yes, sir.
I don't know a lot about Black Panther. I know very little about Black Panther. That's why I was confused by the futuristicness of it. But now I understand it now. But yeah, the new trailer looks awesome. And you actually see the Jaguar suit in this one.
You do.
Mm-hmm. You don't know that the Jaguar suit is in this?
Jordan is looking fucking awesome in this
movie. Oh, he looks so good.
His hair is beautiful. Oh. He's so dreamy.
I would like just a full wall size poster of like the Jordan as Killmonger, just on my wall at all times.
He wants it on his ceiling so he can lay in bed and.
No. It's purer than that. It's just, it's like the girls in the 70s with the David Cassidy posters up on their wall. It wasn't sexual. It was innocent puppy love kind of thing. That's how I feel about Michael B. Jordan in this movie.
Okay.
I say it again.
And then late at night, I will pull out the Kleenex. Yes.
As he's holding the
box. It's late.
Only on the nights when his wife isn't there. Yeah. Yes, sir, in the back.
Young Justice season 3. Yeah. We're getting it.
Coming back.
Do you by chance happen to know if it has a release date yet?
Before
they've literally just posted season 3 and
yeah. I thought there was a
You're
subtitle.
Useless to me, guy dressed like a 380s TV villain.
Right?
Hey, Blake Abramson.
So for those at home,
your name is Blake because you named Blake. Justin, it's Tad, it's Brian,
Matt. What an 80s name.
Matt.
For those listening at home that didn't hear his question, he was asking about Young Justice 3.
Young Justice season 3, yeah. I'm super excited. I can't wait for this to come back. It was a crime that it left in the first place.
DC, while being not as good at the movies, absolutely knows their way around TV. They really do. For some reason, they seem to be better at episodic stuff than they are,
just animated stuff.
Yeah.
So my question for you guys, have you heard, I only found one source when I was looking up Young Justice season 3 stuff. It was only going to be a digital release.
Cool. I'm okay with that.
Here with that.
I haven't heard that.
Money. It's about money.
It's a Crackle exclusive.
For our listeners after the fact, he said that season 3 of Young Justice will only be a digital release, and I'm okay with that. That sounds great. That's how everyone.
Way,
here's the thing. That is how a majority of the fans have seen the show at this point, because it was on Netflix. They put both the first two seasons on Netflix, and that's how most of the fan base got to see it. Because our generation are cord cutters. We don't watch stuff on TV anymore. Cartoon Network had it, but no one watched it because we all watched it when it came to Netflix or Hulu or Amazon. So. The whole reason Young Justice Season 3 is coming out is because of the digital...
Wait, Young Justice Season 3 is gay?
What?
You know...
It's coming out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Back down again.
This roller coaster kid over here.
I think he's just playing the dice game.
Less funny Cartman.
He's just playing the dice game. He's just rolling the dice.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, something good will come out.
He's just jerking it and letting it hit the wall.
There was a visual we didn't need.
Thanks, Rob.
Oh, you suck a sports ball over there.
I know. I'm okay with that.
Time to sports. Hit the mic again.
No, don't do it.
No, don't throw it. No, not on the recording.
I'm super excited it's coming back. It's such a quality show. It's everything that is good about that is good because it is the opposite of everything that Teen Titans Go is.
You know what else was the opposite of Teen Titans Go?
The original Teen Titans.
We chased someone out of the room.
It was just Ram
mentioning Teen Titans Go.
It was just Ram.
But I actually didn't like Teen Titans much either.
Really?
I really didn't. Because,
why are we friends again?
Because Teen Titans, it was a little too cartoony for me. Like,
oh yeah.
Not that there's anything inherently bad to, trying to appeal to a younger audience.
But the storyline.
It's because it appealed to a younger audience, and it came, when I had already hit too old of a mark.
Oh, okay, maybe that's it then. Because I think it hit me just in the right sweet spot where it was old enough. I was old enough to enjoy the older storylines. But still young enough to enjoy some of the slapstick comedy that they used.
And like with Teen Titans versus Young Justice, I really like the stories with the alter egos. I like knowing their interpersonal stuff with, you know, their mentors and what have you. And that's why I like Young Justice so much over Teen Titans. Is Teen Titans, it was just the Teen Titans. You never knew which Robin it was. I think they finally said which one it was.
It's Dick.
Is it Dick?
Yeah,
it's Dick.
It's Dick Grayson. There is
it's Dick because season two he becomes Nightwing.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I'm just gonna. I want to pull the audience on Titans. This. No. Oh. In Teen Titans.
I knew in Young Justice it was Dick.
No. In Teen Titans,
it's
Tim. In Teen Titans, yes. There's an episode where Starfire gets sent to the future and he's Nightwing.
Mm-hmm.
Then. Okay. Anyways, I want to pull the audience here. Who here has seen Young Justice season 2? Okay.
Half.
Does anyone care about spoilers?
No.
Nada.
Awesome. Cool. So, for those of you that have seen all of Young Justice season 3, do you think we see Wally again?
Yeah. I am praying that's like the overarching.
Okay. Oh yeah, Wally's been my flesh since I was a kid.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Wally's been my guy.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Although I will admit, I have such a crush on Grant Gustin in the live action Flash series. He's so cute.
I'm actually warming up to Ezra Miller.
Really?
Yeah, and you know me, I was...
You hate it? Oh, yeah.
From the get-go. And I think it's because of these trailers. He's been so adorable, but I can't help but be drawn in by his smarminess.
I know. I will not be fooled by his charming ways. I refuse.
Can't help it.
No. Grant Gustin forever. Grant Gustin is bae. Anyways. Just said that.
Any nerd grabs?
You know, they might be selling some, if you go check out the dealer room, see if there's one person selling a bunch of body pillows of, like, male characters.
Maybe we saw.
Maybe find a Grant Gustin body pillow.
How do you know he didn't already buy it?
Because he gasped right there.
Right.
I'm not saying I bought one, but I did drive here in the carpool lane. That doesn't fucking work, by the way.
Mrs. Real Doll Holiday doesn't count as a passenger for the carpool lane.
That is a horrible thing to say about my wife.
Thank you, Kevin, for that joke. I will give you credit where credit is due because that was a good joke.
Thank you, Nerd
Grabs. So let's explain this section, though. Nerd Grabs?
Nerd Grabs is just nerdy shit that we buy during the week. Yeah. I don't because the last time we recorded was on Sunday, so I'm.
Yeah, so I haven't bought anything either.
You didn't buy any
Nakimakura? No.
Nope. Okay.
There's some mango candy over there that I'm really looking and I really wanted to buy and I wanted to get over there and I didn't.
I haven't been able to be here. I just like
no,
I said.
You've been able to be here. You've chosen
not to.
Just go to the dealer's room. Did you play Overwatch?
I did not play Overwatch.
Okay. Go to the dealer's room tomorrow. They have a body pillow of McCree, like naked with a hat on it.
What?
Well, then what's the fun?
McCree is the cowboy-looking guy.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I might have to buy that just to see what happens if I put it up in a window somewhere. I don't know what that character is, so I'm not attached to it in any way.
Well, let's just say this: if you put it up on Halloween, I'm sure the cops will be called to your place.
You're suggesting they won't be anyways.
Well, they'll be called for different reasons this time, Rob.
There's also another hand-drawn poster somebody made of him in the same spot that has him like half naked and you can see his ass and it just says save a horse, right, cowboy.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Really going all out on this one. So, admittedly, guys, this is our first anime convention.
It is.
We normally do like the kind of generic sci-fi ones because we do tend to focus more on Western. Standard and pop culture, but
right. Yeah. Which is not to say we're not into anime. The anime I grew up on anime. I was a huge anime fan for like Robotech, the original Voltron.
Akira
was my real first grab into it. And the original Vampire Hunter D.
Yeah.
Macross series, Bubblegum Crisis, and I still watch every once in a while. I find something through Netflix. I found one the high school vamp. What the fuck was it?
Or in high school?
Nope. No.
Club, sorry.
You were on ice, what?
No. No, for fuck's sake. It was. No.
High school girls have a
room
three.
Full of Robs right now. Every time Nick tries to come up with something, we just interrupt him.
I'm just going
to
sit here and drink. Fuck you.
I love you. You guys are amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Chug a lug, chug a lug.
No. Oh, I can chug this, trust me. Jameson is my friend.
That's what she said.
No, it's the high school. Shut the fuck up.
I think you've officially lost control.
I carry a motherfucking gun, bitches. Come on. I don't really.
No, this is for winners.
So
look
no.
Look what I did for the audience to turn on Nick. Come on,
Kevin, just get back.
He can project. I believe in him.
I'm just kidding, Rob. No, the one is it's a high school one.
Thank you, Les Funny Cartman.
Shut up, you.
Oh.
Whoa!
Whoa!
My boobalo would be very upset at you.
You're calling me Cartman.
My mother's last name was Bronski. Be careful with your next few words.
Do you want me to play the part or not? They'll sue you.
Oh, well, all right. That's fair. Do you want me to play the part of Les Funny Cartman? Okay.
Yeah, that was the point.
I guess I'll accept it, but...
Yeah.
So anyway, nerd grabs.
Right.
Well, I was going to explain finally that high school one that I was talking about. It's a high school with zombies, and they go out and they fight zombies. It was very good. I think they only have like one
season.
High School of the Dead. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I can only see the one season. Did it make more than one season?
No, the creator passed away.
Well, what the fuck? Somebody needs to pick up the torch and carry, because that was fucking
what?
Good show.
So you're saying,
I really enjoyed it.
So hang on. So you're saying this, was it High School of the Dead?
Yeah.
So High School of the Dead is the anime version of Firefly.
No.
That's what I'm hearing.
No.
Thank
it's
you.
It's not that good. It's not that good.
No.
It's good. Firefly.
It wasn't it wasn't canceled. The creator died.
Yeah.
No, man. That's rough.
There's manga of it, and it just ends, and...
It's sad. It was so good. But
literally just cock block reading.
Right. It's so... So I grew up very old school anime, so I do enjoy the occasional newer
what?
Stuff. I'm trying to get on. No.
Speed Racer.
No, never got into those shows. Hated those shows. Ultraman was one that I watched the live action.
Okay.
I watched a lot of Ultraman back in the day. Kevin, what was your anime?
Back in the Disney, besides like I was really more of like the movie kind of guy, but like my anime of all animes, there's just not enough swag in America for it. But it's called Guyver.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love Guyver. To this day, I still love
the
Guyver.
Better version of Ultraman.
And it even had a re-release of the series. That
yes, it did.
Back in like 2007
yep.
or so.
Yep.
Still very, very good. I own all of the graphic novels for it that exist in America because it even says this is where it goes on hiatus in America forever. Just fuck you. Like it almost literally says that at the end. But no, it's a very, very good series. You know the. Little nerdy kid gets a super armor sort of thing.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And a kind of Iron Man, but poor. Anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like Star Kid. Does anybody remember that show?
Yeah.
So that terrible movie was very,
don't
very,
speak of the
very
movie.
Guyverish. Even the suit looked a lot like it. But,
right. Right.
There was two live action movies made of Guyver. One
yes.
had Mark Hamill in it.
Yeah, it did.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
it did.
And it also had Jimmy JT Walker in it, and he did say dynamite as a Zoonoid.
He did.
And then they made a sequel, which was actually decent, starring David Hayter, who's the voice of Solid Snake, as Guyver. It was the sequel was actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
It you know, it of course suffers from being made in the 90s, so you know they took a
Ooh.
Japanese anime and whitewashed the fucking shit out of it.
I just
the
love 90s
or
show.
The 90s or like 2017? I'm confused.
basically saying that you know the 90s, you know.
Oh yeah. But
taking good stuff.
I just mean there were quite a few animes that were made kind of into live action, you know, between, you know, 1994 and 2000 something. But
sure.
Much like, Dragon Ball.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, I
watched, here's the thing, I watched Dragon Ball all the time when I was younger, and I'm sorry, that movie, despite having a white guy, was exactly like the fucking show, because the show was stupid. Go back and watch the original Dragon Ball series. It's dumb. And this movie is exactly as goofy and ridiculous.
Stupider, in my opinion.
Stupider.
They're the same thing. Like, that was, with the exception of the fact that he was white, this was a very true to anime kind of movie. Like, they had very little to do with each other, but it was still very true to anime in
the tone. Anime version had the excuse of Goku was a little kid, though.
Yeah.
And a stupider one had
like
that.
It was like a slight parody of, like, Journey to the West.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
yeah.
So they, like, lost all those ties in the movie. Like, he just wasn't there.
Yeah.
Was he making
you make us a Kleenex boat?
He
made you a Kleenex boat. Look at that guy go.
I need to get your real name at the end of this. But
we're actually about out of time, actually, so I'm going to give my nerd grab real quick. I did pick up a Metroid.
Yeah, you did.
From the little 8-bit, the guy was selling all the little 8-bit dual things.
Yeah. Black
Metroid
belt.
Metroid in the canister that kind of floats there. I'm super excited.
He wasn't here 20 minutes and he bought the damn thing.
Yeah, not even. That is...
Yeah, we can go over a little bit, so it's okay. Rob, did you have any anime... growing up.
Oh yeah, no. My anime when I was younger is just so sad and cliche. I was a Dragon Ball kid.
Okay.
I did like the original Dragon Ball, by the way, but I was at that right age.
Same. It was goofy, and when I watched the movie, I'm like, this is the same thing.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And yes, and I grew up on Dragon Ball Z and all that. That is mostly the extent of my anime knowledge.
And I wish Trigun. I like Trigun.
Oh, I'm sorry. And the original 1981 Gundam series. I like how everyone just went, what? There's something before Gundam Wing?
Yes,
and it's great. It's actually a lot of fun. It's really campy as hell.
Why would they call it Gundam Wing if it's the Gundam series?
Because Robotech, much like Robotech, after Robotech was made, they made Macross and then Macross Plus.
Yeah.
Same concept.
That's the point. Like, I'm talking about the naming scheme, calling it Gundam Wing. When it's the Gundam series, like the first one, you would expect them to call it like
to change
Gundam
it.
Head and then Gundam Foot.
Gundam Torso.
Nice. Classic.
Like nobody's ever been able to summon the Gundam before.
Something about us to fly.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Oh, but we should wrap this bad boy up.
Oh, and I did actually really like the first couple seasons of Pokemon. Can we all agree on that?
Absolutely.
I'm surprised. I'm a little surprised. Some people really hate the first couple seasons.
Hated it.
The first couple seasons at least stick to some stuff with the games at all.
Yeah.
Like there is some progression there, but then like after like that first movie, everything just I don't know what.
It sort of takes
how it goes,
a turn.
Where is that?
I would have with Power Rangers though.
Power Rangers.
Digimon was awesome.
I just watched Digimon Try a couple weeks ago. I finally watched Digimon Try reunion a couple weeks ago. It's very good. It was fun.
Well, I'm gonna interrupt real quick. Thank you so much, guys, for coming to see this.
Absolutely, thank you.
And putting up with all of our fun stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you for participating. All the great questions. Less funny, Cartman. You're great.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So this has been Best Threesome Ever. I'm Nick.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Kevin.
And we will see.
And that's Cartman.
And that's Less Funny Cartman. All right.
The views held here by the nerds of Best Threesome Ever do not directly reflect the views of nerds everywhere.